from the Shulchan Menachem today in Siman Shin Mem Zayin some of the traditions as far as reading the Megillah. So first of all, in the Sefer HaMenhagim, it's brought down that some people that listen, they have a kosher Megillah, they too will fold it up like a letter, just like the one who reads it folds it into three parts so that it be like a letter. Also, the people that listen will do that and to the three parts. Now, the Rebbe suggests over here that what would be the reason for folding up? Because some Mefarshim, some commentaries say that only the one who's actually reading the Megillah needs to fold it up. The other one can just read it plain from the Megillah without going through this folding into three pieces. But the Rebbe says that perhaps the reason is that it's brought down in the Prima Godim and other Svarim over here that one should have a kosher Megillah. And the reason why one should have a kosher Megillah is so that one can read softly, actually, along together with the Chazan, because sometimes with all the noise going on in the shul during the Megillah reading, that makes it difficult to be able to listen. So you're actually reading your own Megillah. So therefore, you have to have the Megillah folded up because you're actually reading the Megillah. That's the Rebbe's suggestion over here. The Rebbe brings down that there are some people who were against banging Haman because it interferes, interrupts. But the Rebbe says, no, we bang Haman as brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Meisei Kelim, brings down from the other Siddur Yavetz that they would bang with their foot on the ground. And the Rebbe says, I've seen my father-in-law do the same way. And several times during the reading, wherever it's mentioned with a description like Haman HaGogi, Hara, or similar, not just any time the name is mentioned, but only as it is the tradition in Chabad. Also, there are several words which we actually repeat, like the word we say, laharoig, vilaharoig, we change, and also lifnehem, we say bifnehem. So what is the what is exactly the reason over here? So the Rebbe says, responds over here that perhaps there was, I guess somebody was maybe suggesting to the Rebbe, it looks like, that maybe you should not really have to repeat them, because actually where the question becomes, where is the source from? I mean, what is the Mesorah? How does it come? And sometimes we're not sure about a Mesorah, but we do it one way. We don't necessarily repeat it. Why is this different? Some Megillahs actually read on the footnotes, they'd actually have it written both ways, like in between the line. They had like a correction with the Vav or the Pei, the base to change it around. But he says that this is the way, that it appeared in the Hayom Yom. And the previous Rebbe looked over the Hayom Yom, the Rebbe said, so it met his approval. So I guess the person was maybe writing that at some point the previous Rebbe did not do so, and the Rebbe is basically saying maybe this was the first view, but this is Mishnah Achrona, as the Rebbe writes in the Hayom Yom, that the we say Laregul Abed, Villa Haregul Abed, and we say Vishlo Amad Bifneyem, Vishlo Amad Lifneyem. So the Rebbe said maybe there's something. The other thing is, the Rebbe says that as far as the bracha of Arava Rivenu that we do after the Megillah, there is a suggestion in some Sfarim that we don't do it if you're reading it by yourself, only if you do it with a minyan. But if you, let's say, read it at home without a minyan, then you wouldn't make that bracha. But the Rebbe says, no, that you do make the bracha. And the Rebbe says, I saw that my father-in-law did so, that he did make the bracha. I saw it myself. The Rebbe says, so the bracha is made. And the Rebbe mentions over here, at that point, the Rebbe says, I read the Megillah for the previous Rebbe. The Rebbe says that he read the Megillah for him. And I actually read Laharoig Ula Vilaharoig, the Rebbe says, like the Rebbe wrote it. And he says he showed that he was very satisfied. I mean, the Rebbe said he sure didn't speak. He was in the middle of the Megillah reading. but there was an expression of satisfying the way I did it. And after the reading, Rebbe sort of said, didn't get a chance to check it out with her. So we started talking about something else, so it was left that. So that's why this is the way the Rebbe leaves it at.